Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We also wanted to circle back and eventually close this discussion that we've been having on the gas fields and the deal that was done in Israel. Government votes to advance Lebanon maritime border deal. Leza Berman is the journalist. He's been covering this, and we've been having these conversations about this deal. Good morning. Thanks for joining us again. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. So have we gone full circle? We spoke before it was about to happen, and then it just looked like it went totally off the rails. I don't know if you could use the rail metaphor in a maritime dispute, but it doesn't matter. And then now we seem to be back and it's settled. Is that right?
It's not 100% settled. I remind you that it is still working through the Israeli approval process, such as it is. It is being presented to the Knesset for review. The Knesset cannot stop this. They don't have to approve it. That was the decision by the Attorney General and by this government. And in 2 weeks' time, it'll return to the full cabinet for final approval on the Israeli side. But you are correct 100% that, you know, there was a lot of pessimism last time we spoke. The Lebanese had added new demands, and Israel had rejected them. And I spoke to Prime Minister Lapid last night and Defense Minister Gantz at the Prime Minister's office. They had a press conference with a pretty small press conference with several journalists. And I asked Lapid about the role that French President Emmanuel Macron had played. And he said that whenever the wagon got stuck in the mud, Macron personally interceded to make sure this thing kept moving forward. So it was also Biden, but it seems that the French, with their influence and their history in Lebanon, played a key role here as well.
Right. And in terms of the Lebanese internal politics, because that obviously plays a massive role there with regard to Hezbollah, what does that look like?
So the big question here is whether Israel's just made a deal effectively with Hezbollah, or whether this is something that will weaken Hezbollah. Obviously, Israel's government, the United States, others are saying that this strengthens the Lebanese government as an independent actor. When, in a few years' time, they're able to start making money, if they do indeed find gas in the Qana field, then that will strengthen them and reduce their dependence on Iran. That's the claim. As we know, however, Hezbollah has its fingers deep in the Lebanese state. It's very difficult to divide the two entities. And they know how to take advantage of things. You know, we certainly know that Hezbollah gave their tacit approval, or else this really would not have happened. And the fact that there are guarantees, that there's agreements, doesn't mean that Hezbollah will not take advantage of it and find a reason to attack Israel. Let's remind our listeners about the blue line, right? That's the 2000, after 2000 withdrawal, the UN certified the withdrawal with this blue line on the land border. It's not actually an international border. And we know that Hezbollah continued to attack, had the kidnappings in 2000. 2006, there was the incident that sparked the 2006 Lebanon war. So just because there's an agreed upon line or a border doesn't mean that Hezbollah will not find a reason to disturb it if they determine it's in their interest.
What about the rest of the countries around? How has this been received?
There hasn't been any opposition from anybody. You know, it doesn't. Egypt, there's plenty of countries in the Eastern Mediterranean that are tied in with Israel in terms of the natural gas. So Israel is sending its natural gas right now to Egypt, either to be used in Egypt or to continue on to other countries, especially into Europe. Turkey wants a piece of that. It wants a pipeline to run through Turkey. And there's the East Med Forum, that gas line, which is still in the planning phases, which looks like it probably won't be built, that could go through Cyprus and Greece. This doesn't really affect any of it. I assume that if Lebanon does indeed find gas, then they might be part of these regional partnerships. And if Israel you know, is able to continue and to develop its fields, especially that Karish field right there on the border with Lebanon's water, you know, that's good for the other energy partners. And let's not forget, Europe, in a significant energy crisis now. It was started before the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It's only gotten much worse. Winter is coming, a cold European winter, and they're eager to see as much energy in the form of fossil fuels, get onto the market very quickly this winter.
And it's so fascinating because we've often spoken about this in general, not in a conversation with you, but in other conversations. It's so clear that when you've got economic reasons and incentives to get together, it very often just removes or pushes the political issues a little bit further aside. And then when you've got these things happening, well, then slowly the political issues just become a lot less relevant. Is there hope that this is going to be the case here?
Yeah, I don't fully subscribe to that theory. It's a theory. The economic peace theory is, something that in the West, we like to talk about. But then you think about, let's say, the Russian invasion of Ukraine and how much that has damaged, the Russian economy. They could have been content to continue this.
Right. I'm not saying that it works in all circumstances, but
it's a theory that Israel has also promoted in terms of saying Gaza, the West Bank, will give them economic incentives to stop shooting at us. And, then we wonder why they keep doing it. I think it has not really worked, in the Middle East. But your question, I think, is in place about what does this mean for the future of Lebanese-Israeli relations. There was an agreement, let's not forget, 1983, a U.S. broke agreement, a full peace agreement, open borders, which didn't last very long. But the land border is still not determined, is still not set between Israel and Lebanon. That's obviously, I think, where people will look next. Can we come to some sort of arrangement on the land border? So that has to happen at some point. This doesn't mean that anyone's moving toward any recognition, any joining of Abraham Accords. But hopefully these are small steps with the involvement of the U.S., with the involvement of the French, that can keep the focus on, the kind of these normal state-to-state relations instead of threatening and having Hezbollah dominate the agenda.